Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is September 3rd, episode 240, and we've officially named this the Keep Calm and the Countdown Begin episode. So we'll elaborate on that shortly, but right now we want to talk a little bit about where we've been this week, Don.
Oh, my goodness. We've been to Jefferson City, Missouri. We've been to Fulton, Missouri. And found a new favorite little town that we need to explore and explore and explore some more.
In fact, I looked it up, Fulton, Missouri, and it's dubbed like the top 10 tourist spots in Missouri.
And that's wild. You know, it's right up there with Herman Winery.
Yeah. It's just, we like Missouri for all kinds of reasons. And the Ozarks and all that area is fun. Lots of people go there. But we had never been through Fulton. And it was just quaint, and it reminded me in some ways of Greenville in that it has a college,
sure,
and it's quaint like that, and there's a lot of activity as college season begins. I don't know if there's such a thing as college season, but
college season, yeah, well, that's right up there with rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season.
Yeah, I think it falls into a different category, but school was beginning, kids had moved in, life was oozing out of the different facilities, and it was just fun. But the interesting part, on campus also sits the Winston Churchill Museum, and that resonated with you for lots of reasons too.
Well, yeah, I had a relative. He's gone now, but I had a relative that was Winston Churchill's driver in North Africa. And from that experience, Winston Churchill gave him a loving cup, a chalice, that I believe is at the museum in...
Oh, really?
Yes,
I didn't realize that.
It's at the museum in Fulton. Yeah, where were we talking about? That place we were. Yeah, it's at the museum in Fulton. And it's a silver loving cup.
So he donated it to the museum then, your relative must have.
Yes.
Well, we'll make a point of when we go back to stop in. We didn't have time. We were headed back to Greenville, hoping to get back in time to start delivering some magazines for the September issue.
Yeah.
And so we did a lot of remote control delivery to get this issue going. We said to everybody, we're not going to get back in time to actually go up to Hillsborough and pick up the publication. So our friends are always good to chip in. And
good old buddy Ron.
Ron Clark brought the magazine down with his mom. So thank you, Donna.
Yeah,
you know.
And Roxanne stored them in her garage.
Right.
So, I mean, that's... what are friends for, right?
That's right. And then Jake Leonard, that picks him up, got there before even Ron did and picked up his bundles and went that direction up to Shelbyville, Nokomis.
All around up there.
I'm trying to think
north
of some of the other towns.
Yeah, and, Oconee.
Yes. And so then, did you get magazines to Clem today?
I did indeed.
Okay, so that's another one of our L.D. Lindgren's Clem Clodhopper buddies who delivers for us.
We wound up meeting in Grand Fork.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, at the Grand Fork Bowl.
So we've got the September issue. I won't say the bulk of it out, but a good chunk of it out.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow we probably won't do any delivering since it's,
well, it's Labor Day.
A holiday.
Yeah.
We usually labor on Labor Day, but we might take the day off like the rest of the world, Don.
Really?
What do you think? I don't know. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
Well, tomorrow will bring, I guess it's supposed to be like up in the 90s tomorrow.
Oh, 90, really?
93 degrees again.
I hadn't heard the temperature.
And well, I saw that this morning on TV. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be hot and muggy, she said. And so we're going to...
The weather gal.
Okay. So I think the thing to do is to go ahead and stay inside.
Okay.
I'll grill.
Inside?
No. but I will do something that is appropriate to the last day of summer, the official last day of summer.
I guess the way you look at it, there is the equinox, and that's like September 21st, September 22nd, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to dub this the official. This is when everyone's back in school after this day, regardless, right?
Yeah, well, mostly, yeah. I remember, I remember going back to school. This is whenever the Du Quoin State Fair starts up. This is this time of year, and I was going to school in Carbondale
in college.
College, and of course, whenever mom and dad drop you off, the next thing it is you go back north and you go up to the Du Quoin State Fair. So
back in the good old days,
yeah, I won't tell.
Okay, you won't tell what all you did.
I won't tell what all we did.
Okay,
but there was that's how that worked, and that was the signature day of the last big hoo-ha of summer.
Yeah. So. I saw somebody post on Facebook something about fall, and everybody's, at least a lot of my friends, are really ready for autumn. And they're talking about, you know, I'm ready for bonfires, and the cool nights have been, you know, almost sweater worthy. And and so people have been saying, how about you? Are you ready? I'm ready for pumpkin this and pumpkin that. And somebody came on and said, fall is not here yet, folks. Calm yourself down.
Be calm and fall someplace else.
That's right. But I'm bummed. Which brings us back to our Keep Calm and the Countdown Begins episode.
Well, we'd all wondered where that came from.
Well, first let's talk about what the actual, the reason we're calling it this, and then why you're going to give the history. How would that be?
Well, yeah, this is episode 240.
Mm-hmm.
So
consecutive, by the way.
Consecutive. Owl Creek Gazette hoots, as it were. our in-between magazine hoots.
Mm-hmm.
The 240th is, of course, 10 away from the
250th,
so why not have a 10-day count or a 10-week countdown, as we're ought to do? That's something that we'll have fun doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, what are we going to call this? A Keep Calm Countdown. So
keep calm and begin the countdown.
Okay.
So, of course, and if you want to get excited, folks, we're fine with that too. But
get excited and count down with us.
Yeah. But since that expression is keep calm and carry on, keep calm in this, and people have used it now for any and everything, I'd love to know the history of stuff and how things originated.
So what'd you do? You went out and looked for it.
I did. I Googled
this.
Amazing. Yeah.
Works out.
Yeah. But anyway, if you'd like to read that, I think it's really interesting. We were both fascinated.
Well, it's so very British. Let me put my glasses on and I will.
I've got
to take them off the top of my head and put them now on my nose. So what is this Keep Calm and Carry On thing all about then? The Ministry of Information was formed by the British government as the department responsible for publicity and propaganda during the Second World War. Imagine that. They needed propaganda.
Imagine that.
In late 1939, after the outbreak of the war, the MOT was appointed by the British government to design a number of morale-boosting posters that would be displayed across the British Isles during the testing times that lay ahead. With a bold colored background, posters were required to be similar in style and feature a symbolic crown of King George VI, along with a simple yet effective font. The first two posters, Your Courage, Your Cheerfulness, Your Resolution, Will Bring Us Victory, and Freedom is in Peril, were produced by His Majesty's Stationery Office, his HMSO, His Majesty's Stationery Office. Well, you know, and whenever Her Majesty comes along, it's Her Majesty's Stationery Office. So it's still the same acronym.
Exactly. That works out good. They don't even have to change towels.
Yeah. not a change needed. These two were posted on public transport, in shop windows, public notice boards, and hoardings across Britain. The third and final poster was the set, and again, very straightforward and to the point, and simply read, "Keep calm and carry on." The plan in place for this poster was to issue it only upon the invasion of Britain by Germany. As this never happened, the poster was never officially seen by the public. Keep calm and carry on. It is believed that most of the Keep Calm posters were destroyed and reduced to pulp at the end of the war in 1945. However, nearly 60 years later, a bookseller from Barter Books stumbled across a copy hidden amongst a pile of dusty old books bought from an auction. A smaller number also remain in the National Archives and the Imperial War Museum in London, and a further 15 were discovered in the BBC's Antiques Roadshow to have been given to Maura Turnbull from Cupar Fife by her father, William, who was served as a member of the Royal Observer Corps. Sadly, no record remains of the unknown civil servant who originally came up with the simple and quintessential Britishness of the keep calm and carry on message. However, it is wonderful to think that all these years later, people still find it so appealing and reassuring in our modern times. So keep calm and carry on.
Exactly. And I love that. I've made those signs. There's a website you can go and actually insert your own thought and write those up. And I've shared them. I think when you were – well, and you still, of course, do repairs for Don's Uniques and Repairs. But when you had the shop, I even made one up that said – keep calm and let Don look at it, and posted that on your Don's Uniques and Repairs Facebook page. So there's all kinds of things that you can make your own. But
I'll just keep calm and carry on.
And so I even Googled keep calm and the countdown begins, and sure enough, somebody had already made it. So I didn't even have to make one, and didn't make the image. I just snatched it up. It was free for the taking, and put that on each week when we do a podcast. And regular listeners will know we always have an image that tells who's on the show and what we're talking about, and that correlates with the link that gets you to actually listen to the podcast. So that little image is in there this time.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got the little Korean bowl cut head that we've got to worry about over there in North Korea. So we'll keep calm and carry on.
Mm-hmm.
And that little bugger. And yeah, somebody needs to go over and tweak his ears.
I think probably someone has. But anyway.
Maybe they already. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll talk about world politics and interventionist policy and all those things later on. But right now, this is a little more lighthearted. There's been so much heavy in the news. That sometimes it's good to remember, and like we talk about, why we do what we do, all of us, is to ideally have a better life. And sometimes in the midst of all the mess and mayhem, you have to sit down and just have some fun. So hopefully this show will be a little bit about that.
I think if you read my From Don's column, mm-hmm. you'll find out the word that I used to describe it. And I won't say it here, but...
Oh, you might as well.
Because all of this stuff drives me batshit crazy. Yeah.
And you were talking about fear, and there's legitimate fear, and then there's fear that is not founded on anything more than maybe misconceptions or beliefs or misunderstandings or... Yeah. And those things, if we can weed out what really should be a fear of, like, and you put it well in your From Don's column, you have a right and you should be fearful of a cliff that is, no.
A fall from a thousand foot tall.
Right.
Yeah, but don't blame the cliff.
Right, and don't be afraid of the cliff. The cliff in and of itself is not dangerous. How you behave on the cliff is where the danger happens.
That's the other
happens.
Problem. Right,
yes.
Right. That's a reality fear versus a rational fear versus an irrational fear.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do with all of these tumultuous times that we've got, you know, in the 24-hour news cycle and Trump's this and MSNBC's saying this is one thing that Trump's done, and at the same time CNN said this is the other thing that Trump has done. How about we just get behind the guy and support him? You know?
Well, I'm not an advocate of supporting the president, no matter who it is, just because they're the president. I would only support policies that I agree with and methods in which I agree that they are used.
Well, how about we support the president and condemn the guy then? Because we have to support the presidency because it is the way our government is functioning. And if he is making bad decisions in that place, then he needs to be extracted. When he makes the right decisions, he needs to stay in place. In and out, in and out, in and out. And that's the craziness that comes from all of this. So
when you say support the president, I guess what you're referring to is the office.
The office.
I can
president.
Be respectful of the office,
absolutely.
But I recognize the office is not the man. The man is not the office. And
the menu's not the meal. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So let's think about these things in those terms and move on. Because whoever's in there is going to make their own sets of mistakes, and somebody's not going to like it, whatever it is.
That's true. But you have to, whenever you're judging how well someone is doing, in whatever office they're holding, it seems to me you have to run those actions against, of course, we would run them against the non-aggression principle, but you also have to run them against the Constitution and what their oath of office is, what the Constitution delineates that their duties are and their limitations. So I'm not going to just give a blanket statement, you know, that I'm supporting the president or the city councilman or anybody. I want to check against those actions versus what I know to be constitutionally sound, and then I'll get back to you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to support the office, you know, and because that is our form of government. He is one third of it, or that office is one third of, no matter who sits in it. So let's get behind that maybe for a short time and see if we can't come to some sort of resolution with this bonehead in North Korea. And go from there.
Well, you know, something I said to my brother the other day, whenever there was a situation going on, whether it be foreign policy or, you know, just what the government is doing at the national level for any action, mm-hmm. I used to Google, Ron Paul says about what? And invariably, he would give me an answer that was so spot on and based in solid constitutional principles. So I really appreciated that. And I miss him for lots of reasons, but I miss that he was, you know, he doesn't speak on all those subjects all the time as much, not mm-hmm. holding office. He's still active and yeah. you can still pull up a lot of things he is offering his opinions on. But invariably, I could go to that route and I think, okay, there you go, there's the answer. And I really appreciated that.
Well, you know, we watched Ted Cruz this morning on what's that Sunday morning show we love so much? Without Jane Pauley?
He was on a different one, Don. He came on after that.
Oh, that's right. He was not on CBS Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. He was on
Meet the Press,
I think. Meet the Press, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea that he was actually from Houston. His grandparents were from Houston. Mm-hmm. His parents still live in Houston. His mother lived like a half a mile from where he was, and he was 2 miles away from the interviewer. And You lose the connection that these people are real people and that they are living their lives in this situation. And thank goodness the mayor came on today. The mayor of Houston came on today and said, listen, Houston is open for business. If you've mm-hmm. got conventions or travel arrangements, come on down. We're here. It's 90% of what's going on in Houston is not affected by the floodwaters now. The floodwaters are receding and Houston is back open for business.
Mm-hmm. And he delineated a couple of areas that were, you know, questionable as far as doing business in, mm-hmm. but that huge area is. So that was his job and he did it well to say, mm-hmm. you know, we're open for business. But you made a good point when you talk about Ted Cruz and you forget the real people behind the people. I think we get so keyed up in, I'm a Republican, therefore I hate Democrats. I'm a Democrat, therefore I hate Republicans. I'm a Libertarian, so you see me as a third party and you're not going to pay attention. Or I'm a Green Party and you don't like anything I say, so I'm a bad person. We need to remember the humanness behind the politician, behind the candidate. That doesn't mean we're ever going to agree with them, but maybe that will help us be more respectful. And remember, everybody's somebody's child. Everyone has someone who loves them. Yeah. So, you know, Ted Cruz's mother, I think she had passed on. I'm not sure if she was still. I have to go back and see how we heard him. But he's loved by his family, and he has good things about him. Everybody does. So, you know, that might, if we can humanize people, maybe some of the hatred and disgust that we feel for individuals.
Maybe that's a color that is painted by a broad brush from the camera, from the fact that they're stuck out there in front of the public eye to be looked at and scrutinized and in, you know, harsh terms that mm-hmm. are only presented by whoever's asking the questions. Let's yeah. give this guy some pants that he puts on one leg at a time and call it a day, you know.
And look at him as a human. Is that what you
human,
mean?
Yeah. yeah.
And like I said, we can still disagree, but we don't have to be disagreeable. That's not my phrase, but somebody, I saw
very,
somebody.
Very good.
Yeah, I don't know
keep
where.
Keep calm and carry on.
Keep calm and carry on. Now, back to the Keep Calm and the Countdown Begins episode.
Yeah, so
we thought what we'd do in the next 10 episodes is offer a giveaway, a free prize, each episode. We don't have that lined out yet, but that won't be
that,
any.
Doesn't bother us. No, we'll figure out something.
We can. So we want to set the tone and the pace by offering one free ticket to our Owl Creek Gazette Autumn Dinner. And that's a $20 value. That's nothing to sneeze at. The dinners are always tasty and fun and entertaining. And this is our fourth year at it. We're getting
You're allergic to peanuts this time.
Well, we'll let people know. You know what? Maybe we should have two soups. We said either or, peanut or potato. We might do both. We'll talk to Roxanne since she's cooking for us, and we may say, "Do you like the idea, or does that give you a headache? Does that give you a headache?" And I thought you have to load up one more crock pot full of soup.
Yeah, so that's not a bad idea. We'll do maybe two soups. We'll just ask her, but nonetheless, what we're going to do is, in order to for you to win a simple single ticket to the event. Is do the following.
Now, and I want to say, for a chance to win, everyone that does what you're going to say will have their name put in the hat, because if 20 people did it, we're giving away 20 tickets this week.
Holy smoke. We don't do that.
No, can't do that.
Yeah, ain't no such thing as free lunch.
No, just a free autumn dinner ticket.
Free autumn dinner. So what we want you to do is to go to the Creekside with Don and Jan Facebook page and look down below, just below the title bar there, you see where you can actually click on share. And you click on share and then write something about, have you ever seen listen to Creekside with Don and Jan? This is where you do it. You make sure you actually write in some comment that goes along with the fact that you're sharing. Don't do the just share now and then let her rip. We don't want to do that. We want you to actually write a comment. And doing those two things, sharing and writing a comment, will actually get your name put in the hat.
Right.
So, and that will get you a free ticket.
It will give you a chance to win.
Yeah, that's right. We're not going to give you a free, not everybody who does it's going to get a ticket. We'll put your name in a hat.
That would be one big dinner.
That's a heck of a dinner. We don't want to do that.
But for instance, Richard Barth has always come up with some great taglines for Creekside with Don and Jan, and he would probably say something like, join me in the new Sunday night tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that would be something. Get your creek on with Creekside with Don and Jan. I listen to this show all the time, or this is new to me, and I'm glad I tuned in. Anything like that to let your Facebook friends know we exist and that you enjoy tuning in, and that encourages them to do the same. So we'll check that out, and we'll announce next Sunday night who won a ticket.
And that will be somebody we know. I'm sure it has to be.
Well, you know, we don't know. It could be anybody that tunes into Creekside with Don and Jan.
That's right, because the simple share on your own timeline doesn't mean you have to be connected. You just have to go to the Creekside with Don and Jan website page or Facebook page and do it from there.
Right.
Yeah, so that's cool. Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
And for anyone that's listening that may not have picked up the latest copy of the magazine or doesn't remember the date of the
dinner.
It's Saturday, October 14th. We're having at a new location this time out at Patriots Park in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a meeting room out there that's really nice, has a great big back deck on it where you can step out and it overlooks the trees and the lake.
And
it's going to be a great setting. Yeah. And
it's a nice little place, and it's air conditioned and it's heated and it's all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's bug free almost to the point where unless somebody opens the door, a fly could come in.
Good. So if you want to learn more about the dinner, owlcreekgazette.com, we've got that information up on the website. You can purchase a ticket if you just can't wait to win one.
Right.
And it's $20 for adults, $10 for children, and 12 and under. So we're looking forward to the event, but we thought we'd kick off this episode and our whole approach to countdowning. With giving away our ticket and then
keep calm and count down.
That's right. And I think I even called it the Creekside Countdown.
Yeah. Cool.
So we're looking forward to seeing who wins. We'll announce it next Sunday night. And then next Sunday night, we'll also have another gift to give away. We may do it this same way where you go to the Facebook page and you hit share and you add a comment, or we may have another way to win. We'll see what happens. We'll see how successful this one is.
We will. And not only are we having the autumn dinner on the 14th, it is also our Independent Authors Day
book festival
that we're having in the same location. So it's books in the afternoon and dinner at night.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun. Books in the afternoon is free. Come to it. Do your thing.
Absolutely.
Bring money. Bring cash.
So, and when you say free, it's free to get in. But the authors that are there, of course, are in the business of writing and selling their books.
That's what they do.
Right. So they'll be there to actually autograph their books. And I imagine if you're interested in their techniques of writing and how they pick their themes, they'll be more than happy to talk with you about their process,
have you
too.
Have you ever talked to an author anywhere? They're always happy to tell you about the process.
Well, sure they are. It's part of them. I mean, it's like what when someone if someone will ask us about the Owl Creek Gazette, you got a minute? Because we'd be happy
we'll
to
tell
talk
you all about
this.
It. Yeah.
And I just want to mention real quick, we've done 250 episodes of Creekside with Don and Jan, which we've already 240.
Yeah.
And we've had some great guests, everything from national guests to just someone we met that resonates with us, their lifestyle, their activities, and we touched on everything under the sun. But as I was writing down some of the names, I said to you, oh my goodness, we've had everything from the mountain man to the peace mom to the bread monk.
Wow.
And everywhere in between. But from that, the bread monk, of course, is Father Dom. He did a television show, Breaking Bread, with Father Dom. We had the peace mom, Cindy Sheehan. We had the mountain man, which is Eustace Conway and one of the mountain men on the TV show. We've had Lex Green, the chairman of the Libertarian Party. We've had Christine Smith.
Of Illinois.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah. Yes, the Libertarian Party of Illinois. Christine Smith, who ran for the nomination to run for president as a Libertarian. She did not win the nomination, but it was still really interesting to hear her take on things.
We had Mark Rutherford.
We did have Mark Rutherford.
Who was a candidate for the Libertarian Party national chair. Mm-hmm. We actually need to get one of these days, we ought to just try to get Nicholas Sarwak on.
We should do that. He is the current chair of the Libertarian Party at the national level.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy.
He is.
We've had Val and Deb, who are in this magazine, this issue of this, of the, I started to say the Senior Review. Wow. A Blast from the Past magazine. 1996, I think. And, they have written an update on Piney Wood Ranch, and we've had Peace and Dude from Roby Creek on the podcast. They were a hoot.
They were.
And we've got them back in the magazine this time. In fact, I looked at you and I said, everybody in the magazine that's writing has been on our podcast except Kathy Kimmy, and we're going to have to get her. She's our newest.
She's the newest, right.
Newest author, newest columnist, I guess I should say, and she's writing about butterflies, and I've loved watching what all she's been doing with her butterflies.
We're just going to name her Madam Butterfly.
Well, I think I've already said she's the butterfly lady. We'll ask her which she prefers. How's that, Todd?
Okay, we'll do that.
And so anyway, we're writing down some of the Rick McPeak and Mariana Bays and Lorna Gafty, Krista Walker, Crystal Jerzinski, Val Gaffner, the list goes on and on and on, and we'll be talking about a bunch of those people from time to time in these next 10 episodes.
We've had musicians.
We have, and I just wrote some of them down.
Steve Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And
Of Rural Rights Revival.
Yeah, Of Rural Rights Revival. We've had, we've had Swamp Weiss, and we've had Craig Baumberger.
Uh-huh. And Miguel Escobar.
Miguel Escobar, right.
His music was just, we were just dumbfounded when we listened to him. It was just spellbinding.
It was.
And a lot of these folks, of course, when we think of authors that write their own books, these people write so much of their own music. And in fact, some of Miguel's and even Taylor Steele, Steve Clark, some of the things they've written were first time heard on our podcast. Even Craig Baumberger wrote that great song about
Ellie Mae,
and it was heard for the first time on our podcast.
It was.
So when you think back, we've done a lot of cool episodes that included local talent and national talent. And then also, we can't forget Dale Hannabarger. The first time he ever performed
Cannabis Car
was on our podcast too. So, and then we've got the repeat guests that have been on multiple times. So we're looking forward to celebrating the people that we have promoted and shared time with behind the mic through these next 10 episodes. And then on 250, we'll have a big bash.
We'll have a party. Bye.
We will. And that happens November 12th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, listen, we're out of time, and it's not like we're out of time. We're not out of talent. We're not out of anything, but we miss talking to you every week. So we're going to be back next week with another giveaway of some nature.
Right. And let people know one more time, if you would, Don, what they need to do to actually have a chance to win this free ticket.
So go to Creekside with Don and Jan.
On Facebook.
On Facebook. Click share and write a comment in the space provided that you can write a comment upon, and that will get your name entered into a hat that will get you the possibility of a free ticket to our autumn dinner.
Right. So the idea is to share the Facebook page and let people know we exist. Now, if you have this burning desire to share the actual podcast too, we're fine with that.
Go right ahead.
Please do. That won't get you into the contest, but we'll be very appreciative. Yeah. So anyway, share and like and all those good things.
Share and share and like.
That's share and share and like. That's good. That's a good note to close out the show on. Thanks for tuning in, folks, and we will see you on next week's episode that will be another countdown.
Indeed. Y'all take care now. Bye-bye.
Good night.